parents of Hamas hostage, we appreciate Trump's strength. He's right that hostages need to be released faster. By Ian Hanchett on February 11, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas reports, Ronan and Ornan Oitra, the parents of deceased Hamas hostage Omer Noitra, stated that they appreciate the strength and leadership of President Donald Trump on demanding the release of the Hamas hostages. Ronan said, "Well, without President Trump's real strong leadership, I don't think any hostage would come out in this first stage. So, we are really appreciative of all the rhetoric that he's shown in his instructions to his representatives in the area. And we've seen how the whole Middle East reacted." Orna stated, "We appreciate the president's commitment to this. And he keeps reasserting that this is important to him, that they all need to come out. So, we have to trust that he's going to make sure that that happens." Host Elizabeth Vargas then said, "Here are some who would criticize President Trump for being so bold and so strong in making these remarks and ultimatums. I'm guessing the families of the hostages support that kind of language." Ronan responded, "Well, of course, seeing a strong president demanding to see the people coming back. Out of the 76, there are still 6 Americans among them. Our son, a hero that rushed to the border to try and defend and his life was taken on October 7th, as we learned 422 days in, of course, we appreciate it. We want to see our son coming to a proper burial, as is deserved, together with the other deceased hostages. But we know that there is urgency and we continue to fight and advocate for all the hostages to come out as soon as possible. We can't see them coming 3 a week. This has to change, and we're moving into stage 2 of the negotiations. We are happy to see that the president is taking a strong leadership position on stating that it has to come in a very short, much more concise deal. And we're hoping that's what we're going to see coming in the next week or so." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.